Okay, this is a very difficult question, of course, right at the beginning, but there are two answers. The first is, yes, of course, every new material could have the potency of a new asbestos. It might be long, it might be fiber-like, and it might be small in the diameter of the fibers, and therefore then, of course, it may have the potency of the new asbestos. So every new developed material may have such an activity. But on the other hand, of course, it is only then a new asbestos if we can demonstrate the same activities in living organisms. And there are only some first hints that some of the reactions may be the same, but very artificial ones. And the future studies have to show and demonstrate if there is a real comparison between these two materials. And keep in mind that only the carbon nanotubes, these fiber-like systems, have this comparison to asbestos-like structures. Other particles don't have it.
But other particles may cause other types of interaction with human bodies.
Yes, of course. If you take other particles, let's say round particles, not fiber-like particles, and there's a huge number of these particles in use already in cosmetics or in other products, of course they have a reactivity with biological systems, because interaction between materials and biological systems will ever happen. So with each material you have an interaction. The only thing is to show and demonstrate if this interaction has adverse effects in the biological system, so becomes toxic, or has a normal interaction between different biological systems.
Well, nanotechnology research, as I mentioned, is one that seems to have scientists very excited, and it's proceeding at a great pace around the world.
Yep.
But do you think our knowledge of potential risks is keeping up? Is it attracting the same sort of attention or enough attention?
Okay, we are, let's say, with nanotechnology, we are in a very lucky situation. We, in the past, we did many mistakes. Handling new chemicals or new toxic compounds in the environment or on the workplaces. But with nanotechnology, we started early enough with the discussion, and we started early enough with the funding. And there are a huge number of projects funded by the European Commission, by different nations like Switzerland, like Germany and UK and US. And so there is a lot of work ongoing. So we had just yesterday, we had in Lausanne a meeting on Nano Impact Net, the biggest European network of researchers regarding the nanotoxicology. So we started early enough, but of course we should not slow down the velocity of our research. So we should keep right in parallel with the development of new technologies and new materials.
Well, to go back to the asbestos example, of course, when it was first created, it was regarded as a rather a miraculous substance with these incredible fire retardant qualities.
Yeah.
But the research on its health impacts came much, much later.
Of course, you are totally right. You cannot start with the research on new materials when you don't have it. So you always need, let's say, several years of development of new materials before they came out of the research labs into the hands of the biologists and medical doctors and so on, so that we can start with the risks, with the risk investigations and risk assessment. So you always, as a toxicologist, you always are 5 to 7 years behind the development of new materials, of course.
Well, so the work that we've done already, and I understand there's some work going along at the Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich with a microabrasive called cerium oxide, mm-hmm. with lung cells. With the work that's been going on already around the world, have we seen anything that makes you concerned or pause for thought?
No, not yet with cerium. So we have a huge number of studies carried out together with the international consortia as well as in the big NanoCare German consortium. And we did a lot of studies with cerium oxide. And so far we have not found any reaction in biological systems to the cerium oxide. There is no toxic signs. But keep in mind, if the material will be changed, if the mixture will be changed, it is not pure cerium oxide if you have mixture of oxides, or if you coat the surface of these materials, then of course the properties in biological systems will change dramatically. And therefore you always have to announce which material you mean. Pure cerium oxide has no, so far, no toxic activity.
But as you say, or suggested, plenty of new products are arriving on the scene. So it seems it's going to be important to keep trying to keep pace with these new products with medical research and what have you.
Yeah. This is the biggest trouble, as we are, let's say, a small number of experts all around the world that are dealing with these problems, risk assessment, and of course the investigations in biological systems. The huge number and the huge increase in the number of different materials, of course, will give us so much work that we cannot do it. So this is a little bit of a problem. To keep pace with the development of new materials is a very hard job.